If you're Sydney and you've got pick three in the national draft, or you're the Kangaroos and you've got pick two, do you sell those picks to try and get two first-round selections, given the quality in the top four or five picks? Can a club like North Melbourne or the Adelaide Crows even, can they sell those picks? Can they turn that one selection into two, or would you go for the bona fide star?
When the star is Logan McDonald,
yeah,
I'd go with him. So if you're asking me specifically about North Melbourne, they have that first pick, and then Adelaide, obviously, I just think a key forward like that, they don't necessarily come along all year or every year. And we were just talking about Collingwood, and still they're hunting for a key forward. If you've got one that, albeit you're going to have to take 3 or 4 years to develop, but we've seen how exciting the Kings are with Gold Coast and St Kilda and what they can do. Eric Hipwood is coming along, but you know, when he first burst on, he was so exciting. If you've got one like that, as much as it'd be great to put two mids in straight away, I think if you get a player of that caliber out of the draft, Kingy, I'd be sticking really firm with them.
So you're saying the Kangaroos don't trade pick two?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
No.
I think if they, what if Essendon turn gave you pick six and seven? I think you've got to look at it. I think if the start of a rebuild needs volume more than it does the absolute star.
Yeah. Okay. So would you? I mean, with that, you're probably going to be looking at midfielders.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, best available talent at that stage, you know, you make a good case with the, you know, generational key forward.
Mm.
They're hard to get.
Well, you can build your club around them.
Yeah, you can. But do you need volume at this particular stage? I probably think you do. And if the decision was mine, and it was pick six and seven that high in the draft, I think you'd have to look at it. I would be looking at it.